Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The sixth Sunday of Ordinary Time. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law, until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment, and whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin, and whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body thrown into Gehenna. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than to have your whole body go into Gehenna. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife must give her a bill of divorce.' But I say to you, whoever divorces his wife, unless the marriage is unlawful, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'Do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." One of the shows my husband and I watch is a Hallmark Channel show called When Calls the Heart. It's about the residents of a frontier Canadian town in the early 20th century. One of the main storylines follows the love story of Nathan, the town's resident Mountie, and Elizabeth, a young widowed mother and the town school teacher. On the episode we watched just this week, the Mounties sent a constable with a brand new polygraph machine to the town to help with an investigation. Elizabeth has made dinner for Nathan and their friends and is excited to serve Nathan's favorite lemon curd for dessert. As the discussion turns to the new polygraph machine and the tells that people tend to have when they lie, the couple's friends point out the tells Nathan is exhibiting that indicate that maybe Elizabeth's lemon curd is not actually his favorite dessert. Of course, a challenge to test out the new polygraph machine ensues, and Elizabeth is surprised when the machine shows Nathan lying about his love for her dessert. Elizabeth's six-year-old son, who thinks his friend Mountie Nathan hangs the moon, gasps, "Mountie Nathan told a lie?" For this little boy, Nathan's integrity is irreproachable. Like Jesus admonishes us in today's gospel, his yes means yes, and his no means no. Nathan spins his lie into a half-truth for the little boy's sake. He says, "I love your mom's lemon curd because I love her," which is a great line. I should ask my husband if he likes the show for real, or if he just watches it because he loves me. Actually, maybe I don't want to know. Every time I read the end of today's gospel, "Do not swear at all. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no," I'm struck by the simplicity of it. If we demonstrate our integrity over and over, we don't need to qualify a statement by swearing to it. If we say, "I swear this time I'm telling the truth," that means the truth of every other statement we've made is questionable. Yet even in their simplicity, Jesus' words are hard. Even Mountie Nathan tells white lies because he doesn't want to hurt Elizabeth's feelings. In today's world of artificial intelligence and internet misinformation, it can be hard to find the truth. A few years ago, I was substitute teaching in a second grade classroom. During the class's computer time, the kids were doing some online research for a project. A kid showed me an interesting fact he had found, and he said, "Mrs. Cathcart, I know this is true because I fact-checked it on these three other reliable places." What a world to be growing up in, when everything you research and learn has to be fact-checked. That fact-checking is a skill that even our youngest students have to be taught. I'm showing my age, but when my brother and I wanted to find out about something, we looked it up in the World Book Encyclopedia on our living room bookshelf, and there was no doubt that it was true. My brother once started a quest to learn all the information in the world, and started at Volume A of the World Book. He didn't make it very far, but once upon a time he knew every true fact about aardvarks, Arizona, and asteroids. Can you imagine a world where everyone had the integrity of a frontier town Canadian Mountie, or the reliability of the World Book Encyclopedia, where everyone's yes meant yes and no meant no? In today's gospel, Jesus lays out some hard interpretations of the law. He challenges us to co-create God's kingdom here on earth, a kingdom of love and justice and truth. Will you accept the challenge with me?
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.